Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. With third quarter earnings results in full swing, Wall Street has been closely attuned to company commentary around supply chain constraints and inflation. But while concerns about rising costs continue to mount, our next guest says the risk of stagflation is low. We're welcoming into the stream Willem Sells, Global Chief Investment Officer for HSBC Global Private Banking. Willem, thank you so much for being here. I first want to ask about how you're thinking broadly about the markets right now, especially with U.S. equities hovering near all-time highs. Are the factors that got us to where we are right now in the markets likely to persist, or are the risks now skewed to the downside?
So they're still skewed to the upside. We have a mild upside for the equity market, 5-6% or so for the next 12 months, which people may find disappointing, but still nevertheless, a good asset class to be in if cash doesn't earn you anything. You really have that tug of war for the moment between, the earnings, which are still coming in, very solid, that may start to, come down a little bit or slower growth in the earnings if you look at it for next year. But for the moment, still relatively solid. People not really overexposed either to, the equity market. So positioning is relatively light. Those are the positives. On the negative side is we continue to have that uncertainty around, obviously, the rate side. What will the Fed do? And then also, when will that inflation actually come down? So it is a volatile market environment because of those uncertainties, but the earnings keep us going for the moment.
Is the start of the Fed tapering program, is that a big deal to you?
Well, the Fed is trying to flag, this process as much as possible to really try to avoid, obviously, the taper tantrum that we saw in 2013. The market is now used to this. The market has been, informed by the Fed as to, what their plans will be. I think there is a very strong consensus that the Fed will start here in November. Just in the next few days, and that will take probably 6 months for that tapering to be done. Where the uncertainty is around when is the first rate hike going to be. But the Fed is trying to separate the two and basically saying, listen, the fact that we start with tapering now doesn't mean that we start hiking interest rates later on. The reason, of course, is because there is that uncertainty around the economy, around the labor market, which still has 5 million more people out of the job market than before the pandemic. And then also, indeed, when will inflation come down? So the Fed doesn't want to lock itself in into those interest rate hikes yet. So I think it's basically as long as those earnings, continue to do well and the Fed signals that it will be slow with those interest rate hikes, I think the market will continue to drift up, albeit with some more volatility than before.
We're coming up against the opening bell on Wall Street there. Seeing Burford Capital, looks like they are ringing the opening bell today. As earnings season continues to roll right along here. And there you have that opening bell on Wall Street on this Tuesday morning here. So some mixed action in the pre-market. We'll see how those first couple trades shake out. Well, let me just push back on that because I think the market has really liked seeing this tapering program by the Fed. They have liked all this liquidity that the Fed has pumped into the system. So why wouldn't the market correct, even if they start to pull back only incrementally in this program?
Yeah, I mean, it's a question of pace, frankly, right? So, obviously, in the environment where we're currently in, which we call the mid-cycle stage of the economic environment, what's important to realize is that we're not yet at the end of the cycle. And typically, in the mid-cycle stage, what you see is that your earnings are still relatively decent. You know, we're going to go from the 20, 25, 30% earnings growth to, the 5 to 10% level. Your price earnings, that's where indeed you're right, that your price earnings ratios, so your multiples, valuation multiples, they may come down a little bit. So you need to look at the combination of earnings on the one hand that are still healthy, the price earnings, which may be impacted by the tapering. But overall, you still come out with around a 5% upside. The reason why we're also, it's it's not just the short-term interest rate policy by the Fed that's important. It, you know, equities are obviously valued as a function of longer-term bond yields. And those longer-term bond yields are really anchored, are still very low because of global aging, the Asian savings surplus, the high debt piles, and so on, which and frankly, the fact that inflation is capped in the longer term through technology, and which is very deflationary in our view. So it's more more of a tempered picture than you know what you would you know potentially see if you are really focused just on that very short term news around tapering.
Willem, aside from the Federal Reserve, one of the things that your firm wrote in a note recently was that the wide divergence in central bank policies creates relative value opportunities across currencies and rates for macro managers. And I'm wondering, with that sort of thematic focus in mind, where are you seeing some of these potential opportunities, even globally, as we think about the disparate policy landscape for the global central banks?
So, yeah, what we are doing there, and really in the context of equity or equity returns potentially me being lower, just around only around 5% with more volatility, obviously you need to look at ideas to diversify your portfolio and to try to take, you know, equity market bets without having necessarily the exposure to, you know, that volatility or that upward drift. So less beta, more alpha, as we would call it, you know, in the financial lingo. And obviously, hedge funds are well placed to do this. So the macro managers in particular are going to look at what does the central bank in the US do relative to, you know, the Eurozone, for example. And that then obviously leads to a little bit more weakness on the Euro side relative to the US dollar. So we foresee a strong dollar still. We also think that, you know, emerging macro local currency debt will potentially be negatively affected by this, you know, rising rates together with some US dollar strength tends to weigh on the performance of emerging market local currency debt. And it's probably one of the more volatile parts of the fixed income spectrum. So it's a reason why we have downgraded that. You know, I do think that next year the market will really flip flop as the data come in, between being worried or less worried about inflation, being more worried or less worried about growth. And that basically leads you to need to adjust your positioning, you know, sometimes quite quickly. And only really hedge funds can do that. You can't, you know, retail investors can't really flip their portfolio and time the changes, you know, that quickly. So we need to rely on hedge funds to do this for us.
All right, Willem Sells, Global Chief Investment Officer for HSBC Global Private Banking and Wealth. Thank you so much for breaking that down for us.